Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Hello, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston, and today we're going to do something a little bit different. As you know, America is entering the final days of the 2020 election season, and many individuals and groups are out engaged in getting people out to vote. Everyone is participating in GOTV efforts, and I am doing so as well. As you all know, voter turnout is key to winning in this election. And I have decided to use my power and platform through the Empowerment Zone to push more people out to vote. So in this podcast, I'm going to read two of my recent op-eds that I wrote to really encourage the African American community to vote. And I am delighted to share those with you today. So the first one is entitled, African Americans, Protect, Preserve, and Push Forward Your Community, Nation, and World. Vote for Biden. When voting for the president of the United States, historically, African Americans have more often than not felt compelled to vote against a candidate due to the threat that person poses to our community. Not until the presidential campaign of Barack Obama, who represented hope and change, did African Americans feel like we had someone to vote for. This year, we have both. President Donald Trump's egregious lack of leadership is a threat to the very existence of African Americans. During his presidency, African Americans have lost jobs, wealth, health care, voter protections, environmental regulations that protect our community, and most important, our lives. As Election Day grows near, Trump and the cultish GOP have chosen to fast-track Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett instead of negotiating in good faith a COVID-19 stimulus package that would bring relief to millions of Americans, because she will be their ally on the bench. Trump's dog whistles to white nationalists and support of white power structures threaten African American safety and security on multiple levels on a daily basis. Trump has never acknowledged or expressed sympathy for families of African Americans murdered by rogue police officers and white vigilantes. Black America cannot afford four more years of Trump. That's why we must vote for Joe Biden, a man of character who has devoted his entire life to public service and helping others. In addition to serving two terms as vice president to the nation's first African-American president, Barack Obama, Biden made history last month when he chose Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate. A groundbreaking, impactful decision that has made her the first Black woman to be on a national political ticket. Unlike most presidential candidates who never specifically address the challenges of the African American community, Joe Biden speaks directly to our community's issues and interests. In fact, he has crafted policies that take the steps to do so, including Lift Every Voice, the Biden Plan for Black America, Build Back Better, by advancing racial equity across the American economy, and Joe Biden's agenda for the Black community. These plans cement Biden's commitment to and plans for the African American community. Additionally, Biden will continue to engage African Americans during his administration. He has consistently displayed his confidence in intelligent and extraordinary Black leaders. You can bet he will fill his administration with African American appointments, creating seats for us at his presidential table to build a diverse and dynamic administration. In addition, Biden will continue to nurture his relationship with the wider African-American community. Again this year, African-Americans have someone we must vote against, and notably, not just for our own self-interest. Trump is a threat to all people across our nation and the world, but especially people of color. We must vote against hatred, violence, chaos, bigotry, xenophobia, misogyny, and authoritarianism, not only for our community, but also for others. Biden is the antidote to Trump and will actually lead the nation. As he has frequently said, he will be everybody's president, not just those who voted for him. Biden will redirect the current destructive course of our country that it has been on by counteracting much of the damage caused by Trump and implementing policies for a better America, restoring humanity and civility to our nation. Politics is power, and African Americans must embrace our power. We must vote. We must not only vote for Biden, but we also, down the ballot. The 2020 election is not a time to waste a single vote by voting for the wrong person or not voting at all. Our survival may depend on it. Let's all do everything we can to help the former vice president see Trump out of the White House. Because as House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn famously noted, Biden sees us. So this is the second op-ed I wrote for the election, 2020 election season. And it is entitled, Black Men, Seize Your Power and Vote for Joe Biden. As we enter the final days of the 2020 election cycle, African-American men have taken center stage in the conversation about this transformative election. Despite the political realities of the last 4 years, polling data shows a small yet significant percentage of African-American men supporting President Donald Trump, and another notable percentage choosing not to participate in the political process at all. Considering the current state of Black America, one thing is clear. African Americans have suffered immensely under the Trump administration. For this reason and more, the Black community needs Black men to not only exercise their political power, but also use it for the best interest of our community by voting for Joe Biden. Black men, your vote matters. If it didn't, Republicans wouldn't spend so much time creating systemic ways to keep you from voting and or making it extremely difficult for you to do so. Our community, nation, and world cannot afford for you to sit on the sidelines, nor can we afford for you to just talk about change. If you want change, you must be a part of that change by making your voices heard at the polls. According to the Pew Research Center, 54% of African American men voted in the 2016 elections, and 14% voted for Trump. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me again, shame on me. The last 4 years have undeniably proven that Trump does not respect or value your life or the lives of others. His incompetence and inability to address the various challenges that face our nation speak volumes about his failed leadership. The COVID-19 pandemic, high unemployment rates, lack of accountability and fairness in the criminal justice system, the rise of white nationalist groups, loosening of environmental regulations that protect our community, and efforts to end access to healthcare and voter protections all irrefutably illustrate Trump's immense failure as president. Because all of these issues disproportionately affect our community, African Americans cannot afford another 4 years of Trump. That's why African American men must vote for Biden, who has specific plans for improving the lives of African Americans and our communities. In fact, he has outlined his agenda in Lift Every Voice, the Biden Plan for Black America, Build Back Better by advancing racial equity across the American economy, and Joe Biden's agenda for the Black community. Although you may feel lukewarm about Biden, his plans for Black America far exceed anything Trump has ever intended or attempted to do for our community. Biden will advance the economic mobility of African Americans and work to close the wealth and income gaps. His plans include increasing investment in African American businesses and entrepreneurs, supporting African American workers by fighting for equal pay, encouraging diverse hiring and promotion practices, and protecting essential workers. Biden also will expand Black home ownership and access to affordable and safe housing through tax credits for first-time homeowners, national standards for housing appraisals, and fair lending and housing protections. As we know, home ownership is the avenue for most families to build wealth. He also will drive capital to low-income communities to create thriving neighborhoods. Biden will expand access to high-quality education and tackle racial inequality in our education system through policies that will ensure that everyone has access to quality education, no matter their zip code or income level. Biden will also invest in pre-K and K through 12 education, address the African American student debt crisis, and increase college completion rates by making college affordable. He will also invest in historically Black colleges and universities. Additionally, Biden will protect and expand health insurance, strengthen America's commitment to justice, and dismantle systemic racism, which are all priorities for African Americans. Biden's agenda for Black America, therefore, will directly impact the lives of Black men, your families, and your community. Although many Black men understandably feel marginalized and skeptical about politics and the Democratic and Republican parties alike, it is imperative not to give in or give up on the political process. Your distrust and cynicism does not legitimately excuse you from using your voice and your vote. Don't allow pessimism to appropriate your power. More important, don't be fooled by Trump's alternative reality, nor should you be fooled by the few selfish Black so-called leaders, pop icons, and influencers who are selling their souls and our community to Trump for a few cents. Their personal financial gains are far more important to them than the welfare of the collective Black community. Biden will increase taxes for people earning over $400,000 a year. Making money off of you, rappers such as Lil Wayne, for example, support Trump because they make well over that amount. Do you? As we celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Million Man March, it is an ideal moment for Black men to recommit to responsibility. As the Million Man March mission explains, responsibility is all about Black men holding themselves accountable. Quote, "For it is only by making demands on ourselves that we can make successful demands on society," end quote. Although Black women vote at extraordinary rates, there is no way that we can carry that burden alone. We need Black men to stand with us as we stand for our communities, our families, as well as for justice, humanity, and America. Black men, seize your power and vote. And when you vote, make sure you vote down ballot for the legislators and lawmakers who impact your everyday lives. The African American community cannot afford 4 more years of Trump. We can, however, afford to support Biden to make sure that our community moves forward.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.